Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years of existence this year. In recent times, more Barbadians have opted to cremate the remains of their loved ones rather than going for burial, and several businesses have been set up to facilitate that choice. However, in the 1960s, that was certainly not the norm. In fact, on this day, May 10th, 1965, an urgent meeting of the Bridgetown City Council was called to address what was becoming a serious concern, namely where to bury the dead. The specific issue was that Westbury Cemetery was rapidly becoming full. The 40-acre site had been extended three times across a roughly 40-year period prior to the date in question, and by that point was accommodating about 1,100 bodies annually. However, a recent surveyor's report revealed that the burial ground could only accommodate 1,750 more bodies, which meant that at the current pace, the area would quickly fill up. The problem was compounded by the fact that other grounds within the municipality, including that at St. Barnabas, were also extremely low on space, and even persons who had once lived in the city and had moved away or had ties to families still living in the area could still claim a right to be buried in Westbury Cemetery, which made the need to address the issue even more pressing. In addition, legislative constraints prevented the council from just constructing additional burial space. To address the circumstance, the mayor of Bridgetown, Ernest Motley, called the meeting of the city council, which was responsible for the management of the cemetery, as well as representatives of various religious organizations, morticians, and undertakers. They passed a resolution calling for the establishment of a crematorium and regulations to govern it as a solution to the problem. Mr. Motley said that cremation was not being forced on anybody, but would be done at the request of the deceased family. At the meeting, the vicar of St. Mary's Church, Father Andrew Hatch, who was once the chaplain of a crematorium in Britain, explained how the facility would operate. The proposal received wide support from a range of notable persons, including the island's Director of Medical Services, Dr. Vaughan Wells, and the Senior Medical Officer, Edgar Cochrane. Members of the various denominations and funeral homes represented also voiced their approval both at the meeting and in subsequent interviews with the media. One member of the clergy did express the fear of a situation happening where, with many people being cremated together, the ashes could be mixed up and the families end up not receiving the correct ashes of their loved ones. Other people also put forward the idea that bodies could be buried at sea as an alternative to land burial. However, by the end of the month, the Bridgetown City Council was already moving ahead with plans to have legislation enacted to make the establishment of a crematorium a reality. Even so, Westbury Cemetery has remained an important final resting place for thousands of Barbadians in the years since.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.